and there was a bunch of Boy Scouts in the campground.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it got down to 90 every night.
Yeah.
Oof. And they came over and they're like, "You're staying in that, sir?" I'm like, "Look, I got AC and a Goodyear foam rubber mattress. I'm sleeping like a baby. You boys..." They're like, "Don't even tell us about it." I was laughing at them. But I think because the 6000 worked all right.
Yeah.
And the Sovereign, the floor plan is so open.
Right.
From front to rear. You know how in our Vintage you can be towing and look right out the rear window.
Yeah.
It'll work fine for us. Colin's the one that says I need 10,000. I've been telling him I don't need that big of one. But
I would get the biggest you can because
I know.
We had the 23-foot Safari, and I had a 13,500. And, of course, you know, up here in California, Northern California, it can get, you know, 100, 110 degrees and stuff when we're camping.
But it's a dry heat.
Yeah. But we had the thing cranked up all day long going, and all we could get it down to was like 80 degrees inside. So
80's perfect for me.
Yeah, it's not too bad. But so I don't know. If on the Ambassador, I'm going to probably go with a 15K because I want to get nice and gold.
And the key part is, no matter what, is that the fridge has a nice cold beer in it.
There you go.
Or soda, so soda. You have that nice cool drink to keep you cool.
Oh, yeah. Pepsi all the way for me. All right. Well, I hope that helps Ray. I think I'd stick to either a household unit, like it's been tried before, or a regular RV unit.
Ray should give or check out. I don't know if he's checked out the pictures of, you know, Colin's installation on the Caravelle there. Ray's Globetrotter is a 65. Colin did that to a 65 Caravelle.
Mm-hmm.
The actual floor plan of the Globetrotter that Ray has is identical to the Caravelle, except of course it's stretched a little bit in the closet.
Oh, okay.
So if he kept the floor plan the same, but that whole closet back in the back there could, just like the Caravelle was, and put right in. But if he's...
Cut you off there.
That's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. Please welcome the Ambassador Update.
Oh, I think we covered Ray's question pretty good. And thanks for calling that in. We actually need more people to call in for us.
The only part I was going to add to that, Tim, is if he's going to just... keep the trailer stationary.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different question, kind of. Unless he's going to travel with it. The Ambassador update.
Well, I finally got it back from the welder. In the last show, we talked about me leaving it at the welder on purpose so I could lay my sod in the backyard, and that worked out quite
Woo-hoo!
Well. 1,100.
My welder's better than yours.
I know.
Oh, California cost versus upstate New York costs.
Yeah.
For our listeners, we've had a dueling emails on welders.
That's right. No, you got the screaming deal, especially on your steps. I mean, there's no way I could touch it. And mine, you know, they're strong and stuff, but it's still a little funky. I mean, it's not perfect, but hey, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I hear you.
Got it back. Got all the framework painted with rust preventive paint and two coats. Spent the week doing that and putting the final top coating on, so we got it all looking nice and new. The bumper in the back and all the framework that's been exposed and the hitch area and my new propane tank holder.
So it's not white anymore?
Nope, not white anymore.
Whew. You were scared.
I know. And then let's see where the
we blow those pictures up to make sure you're not getting the white on the trailer.
Oh, okay.
That's our main concern.
Oh, right. Well, maybe I'll paint it white to reflect the heat and keep it cooler.
There are some people that do that.
No, let's not go there.
Paint the roofs.
Let's not go there.
Trying to generate some callers to call into.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh. Anyway, I had my templates all done from before for the rear of the floor in the trailer, and had everything all set. Had my 5/8 exterior grade plywood and the wood preservative to paint on the edges and all that stuff. So went out there early Saturday morning, started cutting up my wood and fitting it and getting it all in there. I had my special elevator bolts that I needed. Just worked away at it all day Saturday. It took me about 9 hours to fit all that in. It was the actual last 2 feet of floor across.